final hour, fist pump time on the Fan Cam Twitch and YouTube. And we got Eric Teofalo joining us from the G-Bag Nation. Ruben on the light scene here from Oxnard, California. Thanks for being a Tolo, y'all. That stands for Turn It On, Leave It On. And we're brought to you by Best Buy Windows and Siding, Greystone Roofing, and the on-time experts, the official AC heating and plumbing partner of the Dallas Cowboys. Tommy Yarish from DallasCowboys.com will join us at 9:20. Eric, did you see our rattlesnake problem this morning?
I saw your picture. And I'm wondering what the heck went down. And right. I am surprised that I still saw some of that trash. That burrito trash shouldn't have been in there.
Yeah, so there's a bucket over there that was turned over and had a bunch of food and crap just on the ground. And we were suspecting, you know, there's been skunks out here in the past in the morning. And we were suspecting it had to be a raccoon. RJ threw a rattlesnake into the mix that had Bobby terrified to come and sit down in here under the table.
Again, it wasn't even RJ. It was Ruben endorsing it. Because RJ, I'm like, RJ's talking. When Ruben says, I'm like, well, why would Ruben say
well,
that?
Yeah, it was like the rattlesnake wouldn't have done that to the bucket. But, you know, it would not surprise me if there was a snake up here. The golf course is right there.
Yeah,
it wouldn't surprise. It's plausible.
But we can rule out G-Bag, like, knocking that bucket over, right? You guys wouldn't have been that sloppy.
Right, yeah. No, for sure. Okay. There's no way we would have done that.
Okay.
So that it must have been some type of animal.
G-Bag has been responsible for skunks in the past, but not.
But, well, it's glad to know that it's actually the skunk that I'm smelling out here from time to time.
Now, what do you think of this? Because Ruben said the tent was not closed up properly. And after y'all show, podcasts were being recorded. Ooh. Do you think maybe it's possible that Brian Broaddus did not secure the tent, which allowed the critter or animal to invade?
It was Podcast B.
Yeah.
Podcast B didn't secure it.
Yeah, I mean, I guess that would be because they were the last ones to leave the broadcast position. Dawson and Broaddus doing their pods.
And Dawson went upstairs.
Yeah. I guess Broaddus probably just kicked it right in here.
Yeah.
Yeah, dang, dude. I guess we're going to have to call him out for
it. Yeah, and maybe poor Ruben scrubbed this for like 20 minutes, got soap out and everything.
I just can't believe that because we got those Mediterranean wraps or whatever.
What?
That was my fault.
I put that trash in the actual trash. I didn't even realize that was like a trash bucket that we were going with there. And if anything, it's probably like a paper trash, not a you still have leftover food trash.
Yeah, because you're usually the one who leaves something in the studio, but it's usually like a casserole plate, like you, that granny wear. I think that's all
that,
his.
That white bowl, with the blue doily looking.
You're like Dirk, the Dirk of the station. Are you just bringing like homemade chorizo up there? What's going on?
I got down to my car the other day and realized, oh crap, I forgot that up in the. And I was too lazy to go back. I was like, I'm sure Bobby or somebody's going to say something about that. Some remnants still.
That may have been the one. If it was your bowl in there, if that's what it was, like. I had tea, and I was just like, I don't have anywhere to put this.
You teabagged my bowl.
I did. I teabagged your bowl. I was like, all right, whoever left this here, this is like used for trash now.
It was fair. It was fair that you did that. Yeah, I bring up, I mean, usually it's just ground beef. I mean, that's pretty much the staple.
Oh, ground beef.
Just ground beef is what I'm rocking with.
Is it seasoned, or are you just like food choppy?
No, it's seasoned. I do like some flavor in there.
What have you thought of the hang scene, the social scene so far out here amongst the station?
It's been pretty good. I mean, shout out to you guys. Hey, seriously, shout out to you guys.
Well, not Bobby last night.
Not
Bobby last night. I covered one night. You missed the other night. That's what it was.
What do you mean?
The night didn't beat you
guys. That doesn't count as me missing the other night.
I found the sun was up.
I went to dinner and found the bar after, and then you decided to go to the place after that. You get credit for that, but you overdid it, which made you bail on yesterday. Choppy and I take it like... to the point
adults.
To where we can still, you know, not be dead the next day.
Right. It's, you know, we were responsible. We pre-gamed.
I don't want to hear about responsible. We're taking off on a 10:30 flight the other day, and then Choppy's on the plane. He's like, can I get a Woodford? At like 10:30.
Yeah, you said you were going to drink this trip. What happened to that?
I feel peer pressure.
I'm trying to pressure Eric. Eric gets the big failure from the pregame yesterday. I went and got wine and seltzers and two different types of whiskeys.
It was great.
And we set up Club Morning Show, Bar Sharif.
That's what I'm giving the credit for. That was great.
and you won't let go of that big green sparkling water, whatever that is. I thought you were going to do more damage to the drinks.
Got to make sure I'm drinking, staying hydrated with the water. But, I mean, I had a couple of nice little whiskeys.
Okay.
I thought I was doing the whiskeys nice. We had a nice little Buzzarooski going into the dinner.
It was free drinks. I grounded in Tito's today.
I didn't know the free drinks was going to carry over from the canceled flight. The same exit row,
because they want you liquored up if you have to in an emergency situation.
Yeah, I'm like, the exit row people should be the ones who aren't allowed any drinks.
You would think so.
Right?
It's liquid courage. You have to be courageous to go like, yeah, let's try an exit maneuver at 10,000 feet.
All right, so we've had raccoons, we think. Chiafalo with seals. Anything else that I'm missing here?
Woolchuck. Did we, like, if we're talking about the travel stuff in the exit row, we didn't talk about that lady who was, like, the flight attendant who was clearly in charge and barking at the guy sitting next to you who's sleeping on the plane.
Yeah.
I've never seen somebody just so boldly walk up and be like, I'm in charge and I'm going to make sure you feel awful about it. She walks up to this exit row, this flight attendant, and we're getting the exit row instructions. And as she walks up, she goes, this guy's sleeping. She goes, sir, wake up. And he goes, you're going to listen to me. You can go back to sleep when I'm done. And like, it just like walked up with that energy.
Yeah.
She
probably threw Odell off the plane. Same thing.
she was sleeping. She's like, I don't want your bags up here. I don't want you to cross your legs. When I come over here to walk, you better be out of this way. Because I don't want anything obstructing.
No cross legs.
Yeah, cross whatever I want.
Yeah. Well, you won't say it to her. I wasn't.
I wasn't going to say it.
Flight attendants will throw you off the plane. I'm not going to say it to her.
Okay, this story is awful, obviously. It's taken over the sports world and a lot of the news world, period. A shooter in New York kills four people at a Manhattan office building trying to target the headquarters of the NFL but took the wrong elevator?
Yeah, so the latest that we have on this is they're trying to figure out whether he was actually targeting the NFL or not, because there was four people died, including a police officer, a mass shooting in New York City. And they're saying
Shane Tamura.
He had a 3-page note found on his body mentioning the league, as well as claims that he had suffered from CTE from playing football. And it is asked that his brain be examined for signs of CTE. And that's one of the...
He was asking for it.
Yes, on that note. Yeah. So, and that's one of the things...
And he played high school in California, but he was not a former NFL player.
No, it was high school.
Yeah.
And that's one of the things that they talk about with CTE is it's frontal lobe or something like that. That's basically decision-making, and you do things that are kind of crazy. And that's why he obviously he thought he had it. Not the right way to go about figuring that out. But, yeah, he goes in there and he just shoots up a building. There are scary photos of people inside office rooms, like floors, where they have all the furniture and desks up against the door.
Wow.
To barricade themselves in so this guy doesn't get in there.
And an NFL employee, Goodell said, was seriously injured.
Seriously injured. Again, a police officer was killed among the four that were killed in Midtown Manhattan.
Surveillance video had this guy exiting a double parked BMW carrying an M4 rifle, then marching across a public plaza, started firing, killing the off duty police officer.
The photo of him just walking up. Now, first of all, this plaza is completely empty. This is Midtown Manhattan. You never see a plaza completely empty like this. Now, it was like 6:30 at night. And he has this gun, this giant rifle, just hanging by his side, like not concealing this thing at all.
And it's like the picture looks like he is like mid stride, just like walking with purpose, as if like I'm just walking. It's bizarre. Yeah, it's just dropped down by his side, and you see him just head up, like, all right, let's go in here.
So that's the awful NFL story update.
Crazy, bro. What an awful story.
I'm honestly surprised this doesn't. I'm surprised that there haven't been more issues. NFL security is really good, but I'm honestly surprised that there aren't more issues surrounding NFL events and stuff like that because of whatever issues, either because of like the number of people that are around these events or the number of people who have been unhappy with the league over various issues over the last 10 years, whether they speak or don't speak or whatever else it may be. And for it to end up being something like this where it's like somebody who didn't even associate with the NFL is... is I'm just stunned it hasn't happened more.
People are saying on the fantasy, that's why he shot himself in the chest when he did kill himself and not the head.
Oh, to be examined. But why is he blaming the NFL? Because of the impact of football?
I would guess if yeah.
Like the popularity causing him to play?
Like your...
Setting the example?
Yeah. What you do and what you push within your league is what creates the youth sports culture that he probably played in.
All right, no easy segue, obviously. Sitting here talking about football in the National Football League. Let's try to lighten things up a little bit. Are you a video game player, Eric?
Used to be, back when I had time.
Yeah. So no. When's the last time you played? What game system do you have? That'll tell us.
Oh, I don't even have a game system.
Okay, me neither.
I left it with the ex-fiance, unfortunately.
That was what my PS3.
That was one of the ones that got lost in the transaction. I would love to see the look on my wife's face if she walked into one of the rooms in the house.
I was
glued to the screen on the sticks. Bro.
Yes.
Drinking Mountain Dew and high-fiving my boys.
Yes. Madden 99 ratings are out. What is this, Choppy? The list of the perfect video game players?
Yeah, so Madden 99 and... You know, this is one thing where I think MLB The Show misses out on. They don't have as many 99s. They only had three this year, Soto, Judge, and Otani. They should have more. Like the highest pitcher is Paul Skeens at 93.
93?
There's not a pitcher in the game. Now, as the year goes on, they change that. But start of the year, there's not a pitcher in the game with a higher than 93.
I like it, though, because to me, 99, like, I think Madden overdoes the 99.
Okay.
But, like 99 should be.
Fair.
Like, that should be Pedro Martinez in his prime. But, yeah. like on an MLB The Show game. All right. It needs to be a difference.
Well, let's go with the 99s here. Running back.
At a 99? All right, yeah, we should see if we can guess it. I'm going to guess Saquon Barkley.
Okay. Yeah, kind of.
Good one. I know the list, but yeah.
All right. Another one of his teammates.
Who's a 99?
Who's a 99?
You better not say, is it an offensive lineman?
Yeah. It's got to be.
Yeah.
Mylata.
Yeah, no.
Lane?
Lane Johnson.
Lane's a 99?
Lane's a 99.
That's stupid. But I mean, he's good. Better. He's
no,
great.
He's great.
But a 99?
There are two quarterbacks that are 99s.
I saw one.
Oh,
there's two.
Josh Allen.
Uh-huh.
Well, yeah. Josh and Lamar.
Yes,
yeah, Josh and Lamar.
No,
I see what he's
saying. Not Pat.
Who see, has been in the past?
Yeah, he's been a 99 for like 3 years in a row or something like that. There are two wide receivers,
Jamar and Justin.
Terry McLaurin.
And then one, there is one defensive player that is a 99.
One.
Miles. 99s.
I'm surprised.
That's why Mike is not getting paid.
If they're handing out 99s, I'm surprised that Sertan wouldn't have gotten one. Because it's just, I mean, Sertan is so clearly to me, I think most people believe, like, that's the top corner that even in a you know, amongst other really, really good ones or whatever else, like, he is so clearly head and shoulders above everybody else. This is, I don't know. Like, I mean, it's, I understand we reached a point last year where it was kind of his turn. It was like a career achievement award almost for Josh Allen. But, like, Josh Allen did not play his best football last year. That's not, like, the best he's been in his career.
Didn't he win the MVP?
He did win the MVP.
I know. I just said it was, like, a lifetime achievement. It's like giving Scorsese he had best director for The Departed.
Okay, how much of a decline were there in his numbers? You're making it sound...
You're talking about that he was essentially below his completion percentage numbers. His touchdown percentage was down. His interception percentage was lowest it's ever been, but pretty much everything across the board was lower than it had been in recent years. And if you look, we talked about this earlier. Over the last 10 weeks of the season, Aaron Rodgers across the board put up better numbers than Josh Allen did.
Well, it was his highest QBR, for whatever that's worth.
Since the since starting the 99 club, no reigning MVP has started the year's game with a 99 rating until Josh.
Let's get the thoughts from our brand new Tolo Tuesday guest, Tommy Yarish, DallasCowboys.com, joins us after this. All right, we are live on the Fan Camp Twitch and YouTube. Ruben's giving me a headache with this light flashing, the strobe lights in here. Live from Oxstar with Tommy Yarish, DallasCowboys.com, brought to you by the WinStar World Casino and Resort. Proud to be the casino of the Dallas Cowboys. Please game responsibly. Welcome to the program, man.
Thanks for having me.
These guys are already busting your chops.
I knew it was coming, so I wore my, instead of my three-piece suit, I wore the three-piece suit, summer edition. So it's golf shorts and a golf polo, and so I figured I would at least try my best. But I've got
that's rude.
I've got I've still brought slacks and a button down just for you guys for whenever you want me to have it. So if you want me to wear it Thursday, I'll wear it Thursday.
And as I told you yesterday, don't let this man ever talk about your dress and the and your attire. After yesterday, he's wearing his stupid sweatshirt, and he's like, God, like,
it's so hot in here.
Never before has he really complained about it because he knows he's wearing stupid attire with the hot sun, even though it's freezing right now. He's like, I'm dying.
Yeah.
And we're all looking at him, just like, it's simple. You have a t-shirt underneath. I just need to go upstairs under the tent.
They got rid of the trees this year. This place used to be lined with trees down there.
Yeah, not a lot of shade.
Oh, that seems very anti-California to destroy trees.
Yes, I know. There must have been disease. But anyway, there was shade all over the place. Bobby could hide. Can't hide anymore. No hiding. Uh-oh.
Let me interrupt.
I'll always say this.
What do we have?
Go ahead, Tommy.
No, I was just saying, I always prioritize comfort.
Carter Freeman handing me the tweet from Todd Archer. Kalen Carson suffered a hyperextended knee that will keep him out 4 to 6 weeks, according to sources. Thins out a position that's been without Diggs, Revelle, Josh Butler, and they added Christian Matthew. We were talking about injuries. Carter, thank you for that. So Kalen Carson now out. The Tyler Guyton scare yesterday. What the hell, Tommy?
Yeah, this is probably the exact opposite of what Brian Schottenheimer and company were wanting to get out of these first six camps. I mean, you know, Bobby and I were talking before the show just about the amount of injuries that have happened here. And, you know, is it bad luck? Is it something that's going on in practice? Does Brian Schottenheimer maybe need to tweak, you know, how physical they're going? But, you know, from our perspective, at least, they're not full tackle, right? Unless you're Malik Hooker when he saw Jalen Cropper yesterday in the backfield. But for the most part, it's thud. These last two padded practices, so that's just wrap up, pick the guy up, and just simulate a tackle so you can feel the contact at least and get used to that. But before that, it was just tapping. But even Brian Schottenheimer said, way too many guys on the ground. And it doesn't seem like they've gotten much better at that, I don't think, through six practices. You still keep seeing guys, veterans and young guys, that are ending up on the ground. And so,
do you feel like there's a higher intensity or some drastic change of pace compared to like what McCarthy did so far?
I think it's more intense and it's more physical because that's what he's wanted and that's what he's preached. And I'm not saying that's a bad thing, but when you
he's trying to set a tone.
Right. When you emphasize that, you also increase the risk of stuff like this happening. So it's just a catch-22 of, you know, is it bad luck? Is it a combination of, hey, maybe we really need to settle down a little bit here? But, yeah, that Carson news is, you know, that's a guy, too, that had season-ending shoulder surgery last year. So he's a guy that needs those reps, just like Tyler Guyton.
And he's missed a lot of – he missed a lot of the off-season stuff already. Like, he wasn't getting reps in May and June because he was oftentimes with the rehab group where he stepped in, I think, later in the process.
I think he was in individuals a little bit later on, but that was – I don't know if he did any team stuff during minicamp or OTAs.
So how many of these are, like, game miss injuries? Like, you can be put on the injury report for practice and miss a training camp press. How many of these are actual game miss? Like, if they played this week?
That's a good question. I think if like Terrence Steele's injury, I think, was not a game miss. Like, if there was a game, he would have played.
Game this Sunday,
I think that was just precaution.
It's Paris Campbell, Wanye Thomas, Rob Jones, Brevin Spanford, Guyton, and now probably... obviously, Carson. They would miss games.
They would miss this week.
Yeah.
I'm going to go on the record because this will be maybe a little debate that kind of grows about, are the Cowboys practicing too hard? I'm fine with it. I'm fine with it right now, even though guys right now are dropping like flies. This team needs to be tougher. I'm not saying tougher with these injuries. They need to be a tougher football team throughout the season. And I like that the mindset is being established. The tone is being set. So if guys are getting hurt, just keep going. And that may not be the smartest thing to do in today's National Football League, but for his first camp especially, I would keep the gas down. If even the gas is being put down in Brian Schottenheimer's mind.
Can you make guys tougher by practice? Or are you just, that's who you are?
No.
You know, like, you either have an edge to you or you don't. Like, can you manufacture that?
Well, I think, and I don't know, Tommy, you can answer this, but I don't think it's like a... I don't think you it's necessarily about making them tough or like, I mean, that's part of it. It's like instilling a certain level of toughness. I think it's more about just instilling like habits and effort and competitiveness more than it is like a toughness. And that competitiveness may be going too far. We don't know yet.
I want them going 8 or 9 out of 10 as often as they can. That's just me. Tommy?
Yeah, I think you can get there, right? I think there needs to be a certain ramp up period. I know you only have so much time while you're here, but
yeah.
Shadow was talking about yesterday how when he asked about the lack of deep balls and, you know, why aren't we seeing the deep ball more? And it's, well, we don't want any sort of like soft tissue issues with these guys.
Yeah.
Because yeah. That can, I mean if that lingers and that keeps happening, yeah. Then that's a real problem for anybody, and you know, that's the last thing that you want to deal with. So if he wants to ramp that up, then you got to kind of ramp up the physicality too. But I think these guys have just been kind of bottled up, and there's been so much energy and hype, and they just want to hit each other. And you know, who wouldn't after the way last year went, right. And after the off-season program? So I think it's just got to be raining a little bit. But I think you can get there because yes, you want to be there as much as you can so you can be ready week one, especially when you open against the reigning champs. But I think it takes time to get there because these guys have not been together for so long.
It's a double-edged sword. Like you complain about Mike's practices that they were too soft, but they didn't have, you know, what good is a tough practice if you got now 10 guys who are going to miss the rest of training camp?
Yeah, I mean, I didn't complain about them being soft, the practices. The issue, like one of the things McCarthy consistently got credit for him across the league was that he preserves players' health. That his prioritization of players' health was a big thing. Guys felt like they were as fresh as they were at the end of the season a lot of times because of the way he staggered stuff.
Tommy Yarsh, DallasCowboys.com. Take us through your Tyler Guyton experience yesterday. Because you were giving him props for a really good practice before what happened.
Yeah, I thought it was his best practice yet. And then he just kind of... I tried to look back because I got a video of the play, but I moved it early. I think it was the deep. Was it to the deep ball to Pickens that he got hurt? Or
I can't remember.
I don't remember what it was, but I know it was a passing play. So I moved off of the line early, and I kind of just saw him kind of get tripped up. It looked like and pushed back over somebody, and he went down awkwardly. So I wrote about 3 different stories yesterday just to get ready for when it happened because it was, you know, ACL. It's they don't know, and then finally it ended up being. What's probably best case scenario, which is, you know, 4 to 6 weeks. But even with it being best case scenario, man, that's reps that he really needs. And he's missing out on a lot of time that he really needs to develop. So, yes, you're going to get him back for the regular season at some point, whether it be week 1, week 2, week 3. But, you know, how good is he? Is he ready for that already? Is he ready to just get thrown back into the mix and start?
Who's going
to
get those reps?
That's a good question, and it brings up the point of, okay, do we want to have the Tyler Smith talk again, right? Like, are you okay with a good left tackle, or would you rather have a all-pro left guard, which is what he's been in the past? So you'll probably see a little bit of that. You'll probably see a little bit of Akeem Adeniji. That was a guy who was over there. Nate Thomas is a guy that Brian Schottenheimer, unprompted, has brought up several times through the start of training camp, so... I think they're going to look at all their options, but at the end of the day, they're going to put the best 5 out there.
You have the Jerry Jones interview. Did you get this? How did that work?
I got Jerry for about 5 minutes the other day while he was going through the
car wash.
The car wash, and so we talked about Jake Ferguson. We talked about the familial connection that he and Brian Schottenheimer have, if he wants to leave Oxnard with more deals done after Jake Ferguson, and he went into some of the philosophy on that, and I mean a lot of the same things that he was saying in the opening press conference, but yeah, he was good.
Put the contracts in order of how they get done between Micah, Tyler Smith, and Bland.
I would probably guess Smith, Parsons, Bland.
Okay.
Yep.
You agree?
I think that's it.
Because Tyler Smith's agent making some headlines out here yesterday. Steven, I guess, can talk to that agent, even though they're not speaking with David Mulligetta. Are you sick and tired of talking about contracts?
A little bit, yeah. A little bit. Because I think the sickening part about it is everybody knows that it's eventually going to get done. It's just a matter of when, right? I don't think the Cowboys have any thought whatsoever about moving on from Micah Parsons, and it's just a matter of getting on the same page.
The biggest opposite opinion I've seen is Florio saying they're going to undercut him on the offer, and he's going to play this year on the final year of the $24 million, and then we'll go from there. He's got the hottest take and opinion, different opinion, which I appreciate,
sure,
of saying, no, it's not just going to be inevitable like all of us are thinking.
Yeah, that would be a break from the way David Mulugeta has typically had his clients play their contracts. He is. I don't know that he's ever had a player play out the fifth-year option,
yeah,
who was a legit extension option.
Yeah, I think that their priority one is getting something done before the year starts for Mulugeta and for Parsons. And I think that, honestly, it probably benefits the Cowboys too, because the last thing you want to worry about is basically just another cycle of this going into next offseason. And, you know, you bring the question of the franchise tag and things like that. And do we want to deal with this all over again? So is it possible that's the instance where he plays out the fifth-year option? Then, yeah. But I think it's better for everybody to avoid that.
Who has surprised you out here?
Surprised? Jonathan Mingo's been really good.
Mm.
I think he might be pushing wide receiver three. I mean, you look at... I mean, Jalen Tolbert just hasn't had a great first week. A couple of drops, and you know, I think that, you know, it's a week that he probably wants to forget and put behind him. But Jonathan Mingo's been consistent. He's caught everything that's come his way for the most part, and I think it's starting to click for him, right? I think he's starting to finally settle into the offense and what was expected of him. I don't think Mike McCarthy took full advantage or tried to take full advantage of him last year, and I mean, part of that's because, you know, he's trying to win games and the guy came in the middle of the year. But at the same time, I think he's really settled in now. Kyer Elam's been great. You know, my question was, okay, he was good in OTAs, but is it going to translate here?
And yeah,
feels like he's done the same thing where he's had a play or two a day where you're like, yeah, there he is. So that's been good. And I'm trying to think. Tyler Booker's had some good reps here and there. I think the best one that I saw was he just kind of threw Mozzie Smith out of the club the other day. And that's exactly what you want to see from, like, your road grader. If they want to run the ball as much as they look like they do, because they are running the ball a lot in practice.
Great to have you on the team, Tommy, on Thursday as well, and hopefully throughout the season once we get that worked out. Thank you for making the trip over here, man.
Anytime, guys. Appreciate you having me.
Tommy Yarish, DallasCowboys.com. Go and give him a follow and check out all of his work. And, of course, he is brought to you by the WinStar World Casino and Resort. Proud to be the casino of the Dallas Cowboys. Please game responsibly. Let's see if the KNC Masterpiece agree with us that Happy Gilmore 2 wasn't that great. Crosstalk with the fellas back home after this. Let's crosstalk with the KNC Masterpiece. We, of course, are in Oxnard. They kicked off our coverage. They're back in the Metroplex. We got Eric Chiafalo from the G-Bag Nation putting in work here on 105.3 The Fan. Good morning, fellas. What's going on?
Hanging in there, man. Just trying to make sure that we keep the country all intact. One pair of pants at a time.
What's going on with the country?
Man, like, okay.
We've lost our damn mind, Sean.
They're eating the dogs.
They're eating the dogs.
It kind of feels like that.
What happened to that, by the way?
Because I saw an article that popped up, and it was like, Sydney Sweeney's American Eagle campaign.
Oh, my God.
In the middle of political controversy. And I was like, wait, what? Why? And then I watched the commercial, didn't really think too much of it. And then I saw that there's people who think that she's promoting being a Nazi.
And eugenics.
And eugenics and stuff like that. And
which,
so,
that's a new word. That's a new word.
Yeah. What,
eugenics is
a new word?
Yeah,
that's a new word. No one's ever heard that
word. Eugenics is actually a like, centuries-old word.
Okay, but no one's heard
it.
It's
kind of been a big problem
throughout
history,
dude. No one's ever heard of eugenics. All right? Eugenics is what Frank Thomas promotes eugenics on TV.
I was thinking it would sound like a supplement.
No one's ever heard of that word before. It's a made-up new word you've got to use to shoehorn a topic that doesn't exist, like the Sydney Sweeney controversy, which is not a real thing.
Yeah, I read that headline, and I was just like, I'm not even going to open this.
No, it's a pun. It's a play.
Yeah.
Not a pun, whatever. It's a play. She's talking about, I have wonderful jeans, and it's a jeans commercial.
Yeah. Mm. And how are you looking at anything besides
her body.
Well, her this obviously like the, her blonde hair and blue eyes is what I'm looking
at. Crap.
Oh, crap. You know what we're not looking at?
What?
You guys on the fan cam?
Hey, yeah. I'm up there. Good my my name is up there. I just told you yesterday the camera on this computer doesn't work.
Where's Corey?
All I know is right when we started, he goes, oh, crap. So I assume that he's signing in to the Zoom. I can Corey? See you.
What's going on?
It's a Tank Top Tuesday. We got to see the guns.
Oh,
man.
Oh, crap. What the hell, Corey?
He forgot. Oh, he's rolling them up.
He's rolling them up, baby.
You kind of want him to rip. Yeah. Why don't you rip the sleeves off?
Because this is a shirt my wife got me.
Eric, I'm always asking them about y'all's crosstalks. So now I'd like to ask you about your crosstalks. What's your assessment of crosstalk with the KNC Masterpiece?
Man, I feel like we certainly got called out by Hagee a while back about how we were potentially mailing it in during the crosstalk.
Yep.
May or may not have been very fair. And so I feel like we've locked in a little bit more.
Agreed.
I think we're putting like historically dominant crosstalks together over the last, what do you say, 8 weeks or so?
Yeah. Ever you guys have been doing fantastic, but I had to look in the mirror and reflect on my level of effort as well.
As Jerry Jones often says, look at the man in the mirror.
I've tried to step up my game because they pay their players too.
That's right. Yeah, and I think that ultimately when it's sort of your crosstalk that you're driving, the onus is on you to bring the best out of us, right?
True.
Yeah. So it's a two-way street, but I think we're starting to hit that thing on cruise control these days.
So how is your crosstalk with FAD?
FAD is it's good, man. Those guys are, I mean, balls of energy. They usually come. They haven't done a show in like 3 or 4 days.
Yeah.
So they're coming in firing. And they're just, I mean, Fred has got more coffee in his veins than anyone at that point in the day. So, yeah, it's rocking. Those guys get it done at a high level.
I'm about to get 2 weeks of Fred.
You are?
Yeah, starting Thursday. It's me and Fred until Kevin gets back from Germany. Interesting, you're going to Germany.
Not because of Sidney Sweeney.
Because of Sidney Sweeney.
Yeah, wow.
You're getting 2 weeks straight off? They allow that?
Oh, yeah.
It's for Jesus. What are they going to do?
I only did that for paternity leave.
Yeah, you took like every other week off, like a year after every your other. Kid was born.
It wasn't consecutive.
That was advancement of the species.
It wasn't consecutive, okay?
Hagee, what do you think about your general aesthetic going into that neck of the woods? You going to wear a hat all week or something? Or
yeah, with the point on the top of her.
Well, not that
kind. I don't think it's the point. I think it's the lack of stuff on
World
top
War
of
One joke.
Oh, my gosh.
What's coming up with show?
Hey, you know what I learned? I'm sorry. I learned about German Eugenics? People, at least I was told, is that they like American enthusiasm and optimism on life.
Oh, that's nice.
Let me tell you something. Nobody in Europe likes Americans. I can tell you that firsthand.
That's probably true. Why do you think that is, Choppy?
I think they think that we're obnoxious and loud and rude.
Brash.
Fair.
And brash.
Also
and then, you
fair.
Know what? I think that they're probably right. We are. A lot of those
yeah.
things.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Man, and I think they're soft.
I wish you guys could have listened to Chiafalo and Choppy the first night at the bar talking Americana or Texas versus California. We were staring right across an American flag. And these two, it's like they rehearsed this bit. And they were like United States brothers in arms. Like, Eric's like, I'm surprised that flag's not upside down. And they're just firing back and forth, like, oh, I'm surprised there's even flag in here. I thought that was a hate crime around here in this state. Oh,
can't have that here.
Definitely wasn't expecting the flag to have red, white, and blue colors on it.
No, I mean, I thought it had red on it, but the red would be the fire after somebody lit it on fire here in California, this godless wonderland.
That was a joke we made on the highway.
Baby, let's tickle fingers, baby.
Oh, my gosh. That was a joke we made on the highways that all the right lanes were cut off because they were like, no, we can't handle that. No
Italian
right lanes.
American bros. Yes.
All left lanes.
Did you tease the show already?
No.
Nope.
Guys, okay. Mickey will hop on with us at 10:20. Also, there might be a Zach Wolchuk sighting today at 12:40.
Hut hut.
As the fear that we saw in his eyes when Tyler Guyton's injury looked longer than it was. It was terrifying for him. I saw it. So I want to get into what he's experienced out there.
Why did you just drop a Drew Pearson on Zach?
I just
I don't know. I like it.
I think about doing the HUD a lot, and I just refrained. But I thought that was a good moment.
So I did ask Eric this morning, and I want to make sure I get approval on this. I think the brisket Sando question is genius. I love it as a station bit. I heard Choppy drop it yesterday, and I thought it was hilarious. It is fair game. We can use this in interviews with like Jerry and stuff like that now, right?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, 100%. Have yourself a brisket Sando yet, Rowdy?
Is everyone going to know what the Sando is, though? Like, well, do you ask Jerry?
No
Steven?
Chance. He says Missouri. There's no chance he knows what a Sando is.
For Jerry, you could just use the alternate, no, but seriously, Jerry, how many brisket sandwiches are you in? Are you into?
Yeah. But I also think if you're going to do the brisket Sando, you've got to say the person's name, but you gotta throw a Y at the end of it. You gotta shoehorn a Y. So whatever it is, if it's
RJ in the commercial break, just dropped another food abbreviation on me, and I didn't respond.
Oh,
I won't respond when he I won't respond when he does this stuff.
He said, what did he say?
We're talking about dinner tonight, and I said I can't remember if I used the word,
but he did it dead serious.
Yeah, I said, do we need to make do we need to make a res or a resi?
Rezo.
Ew.
I think you said, do we need to make a rezo?
Oh. No, I wouldn't.
I don't care what it would have said.
Been or
resi. I don't care. Yeah, he's like, do we need to make a resi?
Resi's an app, though. So that's okay.
And I'm looking down, and I'm not gonna respond to that until you use the word. He goes, what did you do then? You put your pink.
I said, would you prefer to make some accommodations for dinner tonight?
He put his pinky up and asked about
Sausage King of Chicago.
Accommodations.
Yeah, resi. I like resi.
Are we done, Bob?
With what?
Well, you just close your computer.
I've got the Zoom. I've got this up as the Zoom.
Wow. Well,
look at this.
Kevin, look, it's possible. Kevin, look, you can do this without a computer.
Eric, have you seen this on the fan cam? Oh. This is like tracking. I mean, I don't know what the setting is on mine for some reason, but the camera's like following me when I move.
Oh, wow.
It's called stage mode or something like that.
Oh, neat.
Oh, wow. Corey has angled Kevin into the shot here.
Yeah. So I can ask you guys, pinky or no pinky? What do you think?
You know,
I find it uncomfortable.
Unintentionally put my pinky up way too much when I'm like drinking a cocktail. It's not something I'm proud of.
Bobby, are you proud of me right now?
It's like sticking out, like, you know.
Do you have from holding like your phone?
Did I miss a joke?
Yes, you did.
Has the form of your finger changed from holding your phone?
I have a dent like in here.
Dent. Yeah, I have a dent right there for my phone.
God, your finger looks awful.
Well, thank you.
It looks like a cocktail wiener.
Well, it is a wiener. Yes,
it does, dude.
Look at it.
That's from holding my phone.
Do you guys have that? Gosh, put that up close on the fan. Yo, look at Choppy's finger on the fan cam.
That
gap right there.
That's from the phone.
That dip is from the phone?
Yeah, that's from the phone. Because that's what the charger thing goes.
Everyone hold up your pinky. Do you have it in yours? Carter's got a gnarly looking pinky.
Right there.
Ruben's looks dead straight. That could be Bobby's sniffing his.
Oh, my
and then
Lord.
Chiafalo, yours are kind of short. You don't have small hands.
I think I might be on my phone too much.
Oh, no, I'm not
doing
that.
Doing that.
I think I might be on the phone too much. I don't
know.
Dude,
Choppy. Choppy, that's crazy.
This is like the Curb Your Enthusiasm where he said, you know, we're all getting flatter first fingers for putting our shoes on.
Yeah. I think this is the new cell phone test to show how much you use it.
Bro. This is it.
If it's in here.
I'm probably on my phone more than like any of y'all, and mine doesn't dip.
I think you use both hands.
Phone like this.
You hold it with two hands.
Because this will cramp.
This is Bobby with his phone. He's the youngest person that used the index thing.
That is not how it went.
Anyone with the thumb out.
No, this is like, because I hold it like this, and so this will like cramp. All the way down my arm.
You got sturdy Jimmy Deans, though.
I'm sorry, let me look at this.
They get a workout.
All right, we're back tomorrow. By the way, have both of you seen Happy Gilmore 2?
Halfway through it.
Yeah, it was fine.
Yeah, fine.
What did you dislike the most about it?
The attempts at comedy.
Oh, man.
the Travis Kelce Bad Bunny thing. Like, I wanted to laugh so badly. Because you got maybe the biggest star on earth, Travis Kelce. You got all that together. Like, nothing was funny really in the restaurant scene.
I thought the cameos were great, but the golf writing was so and jokes were meh.
The golf was so stupid.
Golf
like
was bad.
At the end, I don't know what type of video game they were trying to simulate, Kevin. But Corey, what you saw was probably the best part because it's going downhill.
Yeah, the last thing I saw was Shooter telling Scottie Scheffler and company that they were the worst golfers ever, and then I had to go to bed.
Scheffler was probably the best actor in the whole thing.
Yeah,
and I'm being serious. All right, we're back to March here. Follow. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
We appreciate you here on Sean and RJ, the KNC Masterpiece, next on The Fan.